welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle. And we have a special guest all the way from Montreal, especially to be on our podcast. And her name is Shokia.
Hi, guys.
She was actually here in the last episode, but was trying her best not to crack up while listening on the headphones to Shane Tell's alien story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Anyways, 206-2 is our number. Info blah blah blah, blah is our blah, 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 blah. Okay.
She's so informative.
last time we heard this. And
tip tap tip, little April bloggers beating a drum as we lay on the internet.
And I told you how I looked around the internet for the particular song, and actually found it this time because I was a little bit more prepared. This is it.
Yay.
This is boom.
It's so cute.
Okay, little it's little Bambi.
I like how the rain's making
a rain fell on her nose. You like what?
I like how the rain is making the different notes. That's really cute.
Yeah. And what instrument is this? Oboe.
Oh.
Little April bloggers eating a drum of the internet. Tip tap tip, little April bloggers tip-a-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
pop, tip tap tip, little April bloggers. We have a good pass, cup pass, and everybody should listen to because it's good. Tip tap tip tip.
Oh look, there's a squirrel. I want to eat it.
Yeah, it's fun. Okay, you get the idea, right?
Yeah.
But you want to watch more cute animals?
Yeah, I kind of do. If I was an animal and I was stuck in the rain, I would find a cave.
I personally like the hiding under mushrooms idea, especially if they're fun mushrooms.
Tip, little April vloggers, be some of my dumb internet.
See, I wouldn't do that. He's like, the little mouse is hiding underneath the bird's tail.
Oh, what no, little mouse, watch out! Oh, here comes duck and family.
Do you know that ducks naturally have oil on their feathers, so water repels? That's how they float.
Good job, Ari.
You're welcome.
All right, are you done with this?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so cute animals, and yeah.
Pretty song. It's a very pretty song.
Tip tap tip. Blah, 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 blah. Anyways, this is a call out to Mason and Shane. Make this happen. I want to hear that instrumental with the lyrics that Shane sung. Please, or else somebody else should make it if they can't. Anyways, I'm going to go straight into local news. Eau Claire Market hosts breastfeeding challenge. I have no idea what that is about. I don't know if it's a race or the amount of
how many liters your baby can drink.
How many babies you can keep quiet before you? It's like that's one. All right.
Weird.
Eau Claire Market hosted 82 breastfeeding moms Sunday for the third annual Calgary Breastfeeding Challenge. The challenge is held across North America each year. An effort to raise awareness of breastfeeding and its benefits. One mom tells CTV that some moms breastfeed without any problems, but many others, like herself, have experienced difficulties. She said that it's important to get the right information and have support and the support of health professionals, family, and friends. The World Health Organization recommends moms breastfeed for up to 2 years. North American average is about 6 months. Again, it didn't really say any information about what the challenge was.
Maybe they're like trying to see how far they can squirt milk from their breasts.
Oh, maybe it's like a distance challenge.
While their babies are lying a few feet away.
Yeah, see if they can get it in the mouth from a distance.
And like a referee comes out with like a tape measure.
Yeah. I like it.
That'd be a good challenge. That'd be awesome.
Or maybe it's a taste tester who has the best breast milk.
A little snifter.
so they can make ice cream from it.
Do you think that different food you eat makes your breast milk taste differently?
Oh, I'd imagine so. I'm sure vegetarian breast milk tastes better than McDonald's Slurpee eaten breast milk.
Really? I would think the McDonald's Slurpee one would be better.
Each their own.
Well, vegetarian one, I just think, like, you know, it probably tastes like beans.
I suppose, but I think the ultimate answer will be up to these.
Cauliflower soup.
Yeah, ew.
Maybe these babies aren't tasting it. Anyways, this is an interesting story. Like, I think I'm one of the only people in North America who not only knows what the Eurovision Song Contest is, but actually goes out of their way to watch it every year. Now, I don't know.
I've never heard of this before. What is it?
It's a really, really big deal. Like, what it is every year, I think for the past 40 or 50 years, countries from all of Europe, they have a representative song. They compete in each country to have a song that represents them, and then those songs, which represent the country, compete against each other to have the to win the Eurovision Song Contest, and then the country that win hosts it the next year. Like, for example, ABBA won in 1974 with Waterloo. It's a big one.
About last year? Did you think the song was good last year?
Oh, no. Within the last 20 or 30 years, it's just gone to total shit. And I'll just give you an example of last year's winner. Last year's the best song in Europe. Best song in Europe. Millions and millions of people watched this. And this is what they decided was the best thing that Europe could come up with the entire year.
What country was it for?
It was Russia, that one. Even with the thunder and storm begins, I'll be standing strong like a tree. I'm detecting a bit of Enrique Iglesias.
Oh my goodness. Oh, I just like the way it started where he was all curled up in a ball. And then all of a sudden he comes out of his shell and he starts singing love music.
Yeah.
In English. Yeah, for Russia. Gotta move this mountain,
but change my direction.
He's singing laying on the floor.
Wow, he sings like how I do karaoke.
Yeah, but you do it better. You start standing up and then you fall down.
Oh, okay. He started
it's like
on
interpretive
he
dance.
Starts on the ground and then
yeah,
gets up.
That's lame.
As the music lifts him up, alright.
Yeah.
Go guy. Okay, so it's about a good minute and a bit.
And he's not off the floor
yet.
He's
gone up from being sprawled out on his back. Now he's on his knees and kind of whipping his arm around.
He's wearing nice tight pants, though. Okay, go.
That wasn't the reason I was showing this video to you. Go? All right. Overdrive in this song.
So bad. I can write better lyrics than this.
No?
This is bad. Yeah, that's better.
All right. Hey! Hey!
Okay, the States? Yeah!
All right, there's some dude figure skating around. Whoa, this guy. That really came the fuck out of nowhere.
God. They really like the cheesy shit there, though.
Oh, you have not seen the whole fucking Eurovision Song Contest. This is the best they can offer. There's bad Euro cheese, like, dance music. Oh, it's... You have no idea how bad it is. We have to make
it. Okay, I want to see this ice skater dude. But I leave me to what I can't believe. This song is something to believe. We seem to keep climbing. Nothing else can stop me if I just believe. And I believe I
wow, that guy is kind of fugly.
Oh my goodness, yeah, he's
it doesn't matter how
he's got the long flowing blonde hair, but then you turn around, you look at his face and you're like, whoa, sorry.
It's the face of a 6-year-old.
What's that called when like someone has like a good body and good hair and then they turn around and their face is like really nasty?
It's called a butter face. Well, I don't know what the male equivalent would be, but
that's what it's called for a woman.
Yeah, because butter. Oh, she's a totally rocking body, but her face.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's what. I've got to put a link to this.
Yes. This is fucking hilarious.
Oh, shit!
Oh. Drop back down on your knees.
Oh, my goodness. His shirt is open now. Just believe. And we believe in sure.
La madre rusa yeah. Viene por todos este año, con muchos apoyos, pero cuidado, like,
everybody's just losing their shit right now.
That's insane.
Yeah, so that's the best. That's the best that all of Europe, every country in Europe could offer for an entire year.
Okay, but do people take this competition seriously?
They used to. They used to actually.
Okay, so they used to. So now probably people don't really care. So really good bands probably don't enter it anymore.
No.
Yeah, so there you go. It's not really the best.
Like,
it's the best of the worst.
I'll make a point of showing you some of the contenders, and you'll sit there with your mouth agape, just wondering how a country could say this is the best that their entire population has to offer.
So, you know, at least they have stuff like this. Yeah, we don't really have stuff like this.
I wonder if they release an album if the figure skating guy is like actually a member of the band.
Well, maybe. What if he's like, an Olympic figure skater?
He doesn't look like an Olympic figure skater.
Like Buddy is like the singer songwriter. The other guy plays the violin, and then the other guy's credit is just like
interpretive
skater.
Yeah, totally. It is like interpretive dance.
So, anyways, how this relates to a story that I'm going to be reading here is that Andrew Lloyd Webber has decided to do a. Throw his songwriting abilities into the Eurovision Challenge in 2009 because in the past, Britain has done so shitty. Like, I remember one year I watched, about four or five years ago, there was this British band called Scooch.
How is that spelled?
S-K-O-O-T-C-H. And they just did, like, the shittiest...
It's like Scotch?
With an ooch. And they did super shitty in the I think they came in like dead last, and Britain has come in consistently like dead last over the last 5 years or so. Now Andrew Lloyd Webber has said, okay, enough is enough. I'm a famous singer songwriter. I'm gonna see what I can do about making Britain.
And there's no rules for it only for the people who enter to not be famous already.
No, he's just going to write the song. Somebody else is going to perform it.
Oh, okay.
So, a man of many triumphs in British theatre is wading into an arena of repeated British failure. Andrew Lloyd Webber, the composer of Cats and Evita, has volunteered to write Britain's song for the Eurovision Song Contest when the competition is held in Moscow last year. Like I said, the winner gets to host it next year.
Yeah.
In a message posted Monday on a BBC website, Lloyd Webber called for volunteers to sing his song while managing to suggest that he, like many of his fellow citizens, doesn't take the competition very seriously. Britain does not take it seriously. They just enter just to say they entered.
Yeah.
People of Britain, I'm here to speak to you about the subject of considerable gravity, a subject that affects each and every one of us, the composer solemnly intoned. Oh, solemnly intoned. I refer...
to you more like demanded.
I demand. I refer, of course, to our great nation's... I'll just speak
just
in my...
Just remember you're not an actor, because I know that you try, but...
I try! I refer, of course, to our great nation's continued failure in the Eurovision Song Contest. The BBC have asked me to unite our kingdom in a quest to bring home the Eurovision crown once more. I've been asked to write the song, but where I will be... But where will I be unless one of you volunteer to sing it? So ask not what your country can do for you,
but what you
could do for your country by contacting our website. I'm going to sing that song. There comes a time when
you're
everyone...
You're not British.
They don't know that.
Yeah, well,
they don't know that, chap! No? All right. Maybe I don't think they'll buy that.
No.
Cup
of tea? Oh, lovely.
Yes, I'd like a scone. No. All right.
That's like a Brit who's moved to Texas for a few years.
Yeah, probably.
Do more.
I don't know what else they say. There comes a time when everyone must do their duty. Your country needs you. Thank you and good evening. Lloyd Webber had great success in an earlier public appeal 2 years ago for a singer to head a new production of The Sound of Music. He didn't write that, did he?
No.
He found an appealing star in Connie Fisher, who had been working in a call center.
That's weird, but he got a call from her and was like, hey, your voice is really nice.
That's the voice!
Yeah.
The continent-wide contest, founded in 1956, pits European nations against one another in pursuit of pop music glory. It's regularly criticized for its kitsch content, but is also one of Europe's most widely watched events. An estimated 150 million television viewers tuned in last year. Britain hasn't won since 1997, when Katrina and the Waves triumphed with Love Shine a Light. The nation scraped bottom in 2003 when Gemini scored the dreaded null points with an off-key performance of Cry Baby. I think I watched that one. That was really bad. But anyways, here's to Andrew Lloyd Webber, and hopefully you'll make it in next year.
I like his music.
Well, what have you seen? All I know is
No, I used to play some of his stuff on the piano.
Oh, yeah, on the piano. But didn't you also play Guns N' Roses on the piano?
Yeah, that was good, too.
What? What? They had sheet music, or did you figure it out?
Yeah, it was November Rain.
Oh, yeah?
November.
Yeah, it's sheet. You buy sheet music. And then they just transfer some of the guitar stuff to piano.
Hmm. Yeah, when I played saxophone, I played things like Jurassic Park theme song.
How's that go?
Oh, I forget now. I don't remember. And I even had a little booklet of the New Kids on the Block sheet music.
Hanging tough.
It was hard to do all the parts myself.
All right.
Yeah. But you know what? With the sax, when you could actually work in some dance moves while you're playing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
Making your good times even. Show's not over yet, but I was just trying to break up the silence. But the hand is out, and that hand means that Rochelle...
I want to read.
She wants to read. Okay. Besides me...
Man nabbed with frozen shrimp bags down his pants. Oh my goodness. We already read one about lobster down...
That was our first episode where a guy... Yeah.
Stuffed was lobsters trying to, down his pants.
Was trying to...
That's pretty smart. Like, don't know.
Maybe this is some sort of copycat crustacean thief.
Yeah, he probably listened to our podcast and was like, oh, that's such a good idea. Okay, Bradenton. Authorities said a man tried to steal several bags of frozen shrimp from a supermarket by hiding them down his pants. The Manatee County Sheriff's Office reported that an off-duty detective was shopping at a Sweet Bay supermarket Sunday when he noticed that what appeared to be a man with groceries stuffed in his pants. The detective approached the 32-year-old man and ordered him to stop. Authorities said the man then removed several bags of shrimp from his pants and promised to put them back. When the man fled the store's exit, the detective tackled and restrained him until patrol deputies arrived. The man was charged with shoplifting, battery of an officer, and resisting arrest. He was being held on $2,600 in bail. That's it.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay, so who only needs shrimp? He only stole shrimp, right?
Yeah.
That's it. It was like the last missing ingredient for his supper that evening or something.
It's like he
didn't want anything else.
Like maybe he thought it was like the most valuable thing that he could steal.
So he's sitting at home. I'm just trying to visualize this. He's sitting at home making a big pot of jambalaya. He's like, got the tomatoes, got the this, that. He's like, oh, fuck. I need shrimp because, you know, that's like one of the key ingredients for jambalaya, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, look in the fridge, look in the fridge, look in the fridge. Oh, shit. I'm like, okay, going to the store. Oh, no, I forgot my wallet. Food's on the stove.
And he needed to de-thaw at the same time. So that's... why not just stick them down the pants?
Yeah, ooh, no.
Two in one.
No.
That's a good idea.
I think...
I gotta try that instead of the microwave.
Oh, that would hurt so much. Are you kidding? Like, just having ice on your arm for a little while hurts.
One thing that women don't realize is how sensitive that area is on a man.
You just freeze it enough where you can't feel anything.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
No,
that's not. Imagine the shrinkage.
It would fall off.
No, it wouldn't. No, maybe it would, because sometimes toes fall off when they freeze, right? When they're really, really frozen.
Well, they die off, and then they cut them off, I think. Yeah. I don't know. Do they ever fall off?
No, themselves? I think they do.
Toes or penises?
Well, noses. A penis is kind of like a toe. Like
it's nothing like a toe.
An external appendage.
Yeah.
It's an appendage. There's no...
Oh, I'm glad all my stuff's inside.
All right. I can't hear this enough. Living room.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
This song just stuck in my head like all day yesterday. We talking about flea market.
Montgomery. You're like, that word.
It's just like a mini mall. It's just like a mini mall.
All right. I got my fill.
I know. Now it's going to be stuck in my head all night. Thanks.
Yeah, it works. Like, snip. Like,
hey, you know what you should do?
What?
You should just, like, steal that music and then put your own words to it and then enter it into Eurovision.
it would totally win.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's such a catchy beat.
this song right here. With us, I said, flea market. Is better than anything I've heard on Eurovision in, like, the last, like, 5 years. Easily. Bedrooms. Like,
I kind of like the way he dances, too. Like, he reminds me of, you know, in Willy Wonka when that girl eats a blueberry, and then she turns into a blueberry.
Except this guy, the new one.
Except this guy, instead of a
blueberry. The old one, I think. Because the new one, she just blows up, and then they roll her out. They don't really see it.
This guy looks like he's eating a couch, and he's turning into a couch.
No, he looks like a blueberry.
But he's not.
Because his legs are like... No, I know, but the way that his body is shaped...
And the way that he moves. We
got it. You need it. You'll find it.
It's just like... All right. I had to put that in just because there's, you can't listen to that enough. It's election time in the United States.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's not politics. Shut up.
Okay, go.
Dead bear found covered with Obama signs at school.
What?
A dead bear covered with Obama signs found at school.
What's Obama signs?
Obama's the candidate.
Like Barack Obama.
No, I know, but what is his sign?
Like signs. Like.
Oh,
his name.
Oh.
Wow.
What were you thinking?
Like Capricorn or Sagittarius?
I don't get it.
Now there is an Obama sign.
No, like, you know how. You know how Hitler has a swastika? I was thinking maybe.
What the fuck? All right.
You know, like a sign where it's like, oh yeah, that's like Obama.
Obama's not a Nazi.
No, not like a symbol, like a, so it's like a sign, like, you know, like a peace sign
or like a handshake,
but it's. It's an Obama sign.
I don't know, like an O?
Yeah, I don't know. Like something where everyone's like it's like secret code for who you support. I don't know.
So like all gang is... colors.
So all
yeah, kind of.
So all the supporters
anyway,
would be...
Now I understand signs, yes, signs. Go.
Do you know what a bear is?
Yes.
All right, just checking. I don't want to throw you off. Police at Western Carolina University and wildlife officials were investigating the discovery early Monday of a dead bear cub draped with a pair of Barack Obama campaign signs. Layla.
Oh, see, they're more clear. They say campaign signs. Or did you add that in?
That was in there. I don't make up the headlines, all right? I just read them. It didn't say campaign signs. It just said signs.
Okay.
Sign.
Okay.
All right. Layla Vett, Associate Vice Chancellor for Public Relations, said Monday night that maintenance workers found the 75-pound bear cub shot to death in front of the school's administration building at the entrance to campus. The Obama yard signs were stapled together and placed over the bear's head.
Oh.
Maybe they just did that just
What kind of message are they sending? Are these people for or against Obama?
I'd say against.
I don't know. The bear had been shot in the head.
Right. Maybe the bear was for Obama.
Maybe the bear was, yeah, representative of...
of what?
He was doing door-to-door.
No. Maybe they thought that if they killed an animal and... I mean, they're like sending. It's like, you know, in that mobster movie, The Godfather, when they like cut off the horse's head. It's kind of like that. Like it's like a threat.
So if they want to threaten the Republicans, they have to kill an elephant, kind of thing.
No, they could just kill any animal.
Oh, so it has nothing to do with the party.
So it's a threat. It's like,
yeah.
What? All right. Western Carolina University deplores the inappropriate behavior that has led to this troubling incident. Inappropriate is a bit of an understatement, but we cannot...
Especially the fact that it was a baby cub.
Yeah, come on, guys.
It didn't even have a full life. It's not very nice.
Don't you need a Kleenex, baby? we cannot speculate on the motives of the people involved, nor those people who might be campus police are cooperating fully with authorities to investigate this matter. University police called in state wildlife resources officers to remove the body and to help in the investigation. Bear season's underway in Western North Carolina. like that last line there. So I think probably what happened is bear cub wandered onto campus. They shot it, said, oh, we don't have a blanket. But there's these signs that they... No? It's a stretch?
Yeah.
You don't think that's what happened?
No.
What do you think it was? A conspiracy?
I think they obviously went out of their way to make sure that they had a whole bunch of Obama signs and they stapled them to a dead animal.
Maybe.
I don't know if they killed the dead animal. it, you know, maybe it was killed by someone else.
Maybe. Hold on. Maybe somebody else
maybe
stapled the signs to it. Trying to make
and
a bear helper.
And then somebody else shot it.
And tried to get somebody else to help it.
Do you think you seriously could staple something to a bear and have it not attack you?
No, but the signs were stapled together and draped over the head of the bear.
Oh, maybe it was shot in the head. They didn't want to see, like, a gross bear head, and they threw it over. No?
No.
All right. That's right. That's right.
I think somebody who's racist, because bears are brown.
Polar bears are white.
Exactly.
Exactly. What the fuck are you talking? So, if it was a polar bear, it would have been like a...
It would have been directed to a white person.
Okay.
Polar bears are not really white, though. They're kind of yellow.
Yeah, they're kind of dingy yellow.
Yeah. Unless they're healthy, then they're white.
You know this? Did you watch this on a nature documentary?
Yeah.
All right.
You know that polar bears actually have see-through hair? It doesn't have any pigment at all, and because it's all, like, matted together, it looks white.
Really? Then how come it looks yellow sometimes?
I don't know. Maybe their skin. They were smokers.
All right.
I really like polar bears' hands, like their paws. Massive.
You like them?
Yeah, they're just like.
like what? Like.
I don't know. They're just really big and they're furry. They look nice.
Like what? Nice to touch. Nice to get hit with and. Die from or what?
If I was a bear, I'd want to be a polar bear because those hands are so big. I mean, if I was a polar bear, I could knock you out with just my paw. Just
you could
like,
kill me,
I wouldn't even have to try. I'd just be like, and you'd be like down.
So should I be looking into a polar bear hand transplants for you?
Well, I couldn't really do hair.
Okay. That's the deal breaker.
But you know what?
But you would like giant hands.
You know what I think would be fun? I saw it on this movie with Ewan McGregor where he like rides around the world on his motorbike.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to this place. I think it's like Thunder Bay.
Ontario?
Ontario, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's this place where you can go on polar bear.
You can what?
You can go and see polar bears.
Oh, okay.
And they have these special vehicles, so you're sitting in these cars that have huge, huge wheels, and you just go out and drive out and see the polar bears.
Cool.
That'd be sweet.
That would be
really
cool. Safari
in the cold.
Yeah, and so you're seeing the polar bears in their natural environment.
Sort of, with a huge truck, like, rolling up beside.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like you're going to where they are instead of you taking them to a zoo.
Here's a commercial about drugs.
Okay.
Segway.
Bath time drug talk.
By Patsy.
Hi, Patsy here. Today I'm going to show you a place where you can talk to your kids about drugs without any distractions.
What are you doing?
Evan, do you know what weed is?
Get out of here. I'm naked.
Can't take no for an answer. Evan, do you know what weed is?
You're so lame. Get out.
Getting their attention's half the battle. We did that. Great progress here, guys.
Get out.
He talks just like your sister. Come on!
That's really gross. I wouldn't like it if my mom walked in on me naked.
To talk to you about drugs?
Did your parents ever have the drug talk with you guys? Like, did they sit you down and talk to you about drugs?
No, I've never had any official talk about drugs. No. No talk about the birds and the bees. No talk about nothing.
It's called sex.
No talk.
I'll teach you that.
They didn't talk to me about cocaine. They didn't talk to me about fucking. Is that better? Is that the word you want to hear?
No, it's called sex.
Making love.
Penis, vagina. There you go. Done. No, like, I don't. My parents never really talked to me about that.
They just said, don't fuck up?
No, my parents would just say to my brothers, they'd just say, keep your pecker in your pants.
But I don't have a pecker.
Yeah.
I think when I went to art school, they just kind of gave up.
Said, oh, you're
the lost child.
You're lost cause. All right, Beyonce.
So your parents never said anything either?
No, not about either thing. You know, the,
so that's why that's why you had to try them all, right?
Yeah. Yes. If I was told, I don't think that would have happened.
No, but they talked about, I remember talking about drugs in school,
mm-hmm.
in health class.
Oh, yeah.
And sex, too, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure that we did talk about sex at some point, but it's not, like, in my head as something that happened.
What did I'm not sure if
really?
This happened. I'm not sure if this ever happened at your health sex ed portion, but what we had in mind is we had what was called the question box. It was sort of a box which you could anonymously drop in a question, and then the...
And then everybody would...
Yeah,
we'll just put in the stupidest questions, like, if I put ice cubes on my penis and it freezes, will it fall off? That was actually a legitimate question.
What did the teacher say?
She answered it in about as straight, about as straight away as, you know, as...
Yeah, so what'd she say?
No. It might get cold, you might get frostbite. If it's there too long, it will not fall off.
Yeah. I remember one of the questions, like, I had, I was a male teacher that I had for one of my sex ed classes.
Yeah.
And one of the guys asked about cramps. Like, for when girls get their period.
Yeah.
And something about, like, do they hurt or whatever. And our teacher answered with, no, they don't. Cramps don't really hurt that much. Like, it's just...
And, like, a million girls hand shot by...
Oh, no, I was, like... Because you didn't know in that grade, I think it was like grade 7, you didn't know who had it or who didn't.
So it was
like a big secret. So if you were going to raise your hand and say, no, actually it fucking hurts and I want to kill every man and eat ice cream and I have to take Midol or put a hot water bottle. And sometimes women puke.
Yeah, I have a friend that puked all the time when she was younger. That's crazy.
My mom did that. Yeah.
Like, I'd stay home from school every once in a while, but, like...
Yeah, me too. But then, thing. So he's, like, telling all the guys that, no, it's not a big deal. It just, like, hurts a little bit, but it's not that bad. And
also, this is a male teacher.
Yeah,
of course, he's going to say...
Yeah, and then, of course, like, anytime a girl complains about having cramps, if you know, they were taught by him, they would just think the girls were lying.
Yeah. Or...
But, I mean, I have to say, sometimes I did use it as an excuse not to do something...
Yeah. But it still hurts.
Yeah.
A Detroit area man faces a variety of charges after nearly hitting a patrol car and telling police that singer Beyonce was waiting to meet him in New York, authorities said. What?
I want Shoki to read one.
Do you want to read?
Sure.
All right. This is
the one.
You're hogging all the articles.
I keep the thing going.
All right, so this man of 33 of Macomb Township, Michigan, was detained early Sunday after driving in a, quote, reckless manner in a parking lot and nearly striking a park patrol car, said police spokesman Vogan Dumas. The spokesman said police found a teddy bear and flowers that the man said were meant for the singer inside his car. The man reportedly refused to leave his car when ordered and asked police for directions to Detroit before taking off again. He was arrested a few minutes later and charged with reckless driving, speeding, interfering with an officer, failure to obey an officer's signal, and failure to obey a stop sign. The man was released on $5,000 bail and taken to a local hospital for observation. The man told police he was going to meet Beyonce at the George Washington Bridge in New York, Dumas said. He didn't threaten her or anything. It was just his claim that he was going to meet her.
So it's just a lie.
Yeah, but why are they talking about this in the paper? if nothing happened. He just had a teddy bear and some flowers in his car.
And
it makes it to the paper because he ran a stop sign.
Yeah, it's kind of lame. Sorry, Eric gave you the bad article.
Oh, come on. I was the one who found it. Said, oh, this is good material for today's show. Okay, I better print this. Make sure. And no, it wasn't good.
Well, just because, I mean...
This is bad journalism, no?
Yeah.
Does this mean I'm...
It's not your fault. It's the person's fault who wrote it.
So does this mean I'm fired as host?
No, no. Okay. We still like you.
All right, good.
And also because I don't want to do it.
Okay. What are you looking at?
It's the Associated Press. Okay, ban them.
They have like most of the articles.
I don't know.
That's like a big...
I'm just joking.
Okay.
No, just stay into that you are listening to Tip Tap Tip.
I'm listening to Tip Tap Tip.
No, like a promo.
Oh, you're listening to Tip Tap
Tip. Hey, this is so and so, and you're listening to Tip Tap Tip.
This is Carly, and you're listening to Tip Tap Tip.
All right, let's try it. Take two. You ready? Let me just.
It's almost like a tongue twister.
Tip Tap Tip Tap Tip.
This is Carly, and you're listening to Tip Tap Tip.
I
don't know.
There you go. Thanks, girls.
All right. Oh, fuck.
That's cute.
All right. Here's a, oh, I think I closed the thing, which makes the noise, and there we go.
Making your good times even better.
Show's not over yet, but before we do...
Why do you say that? Do you think that when you play that, people think the show's over?
They... think that we're winding down and they're waiting for us to
really? I just because you just sometimes play that in between stuff, right?
Sometimes I just like to play stuff randomly.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't think you need to explain it.
Go.
Hi, Patsy here, and I'm here with my son Kevin and his Uncle Ron, who's going to talk to him about drugs. Thanks for coming, Uncle Ron.
Okay.
Anytime you're ready. Uncle Ron.
So this is the same lady that went into the bathroom with her
son. So, Kev, you got any drugs? Hey, man, you either got drugs or you don't got drugs.
Well, we don't got drugs. That's why we're doing this.
So, Kev, got any drugs? All right. Okay, that's all I got. I have another...
It's pills with no labels.
You want to watch them all.
Hey, Patsy here again. Did you know that kids take drugs right out of your medicine cabinet? Which is why I've taken all the labels off our prescriptions.
That's a good idea.
Honey, are these your prescription hormone pills or mine?
You have the orange one. I'm sorry.
All right, let's keep on watching stuff until there's no more little things that we can watch. How about that?
No, I was just...
Did your parents keep a lot of drugs in their medicine cabinet? Because I don't remember my parents having, like, a stocked medicine cabinet that I could get high off whenever I wanted. Even though when we were watching the news the other day, it said that medicine cabinets account for, like, 90% of teenage drug addicts.
Oh, yeah. That was on...
What?
Yeah.
That was, like, an episode of...
But they just try their parents' medication and see if it makes
see what happens.
I'm sure they like look it up on the internet, see what it does.
Yeah,
maybe or maybe not. I don't know. Combined stuff. I don't know.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
No, I mean the only drugs that my parents had were to lower high cholesterol. Yeah, that's not going to do anything. Or to lower high blood pressure. That's not going to do anything.
No.
I think once you get into the drugs that help for, like, depression and stuff like that, like...
Yeah, that stuff's really strong. Though,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like the OxyContin.
But then at that point, shouldn't you, like, lock your medicine cabinet if you have children around? No?
Yeah. Probably, but I guess there's an amount of trust. You just trust that your kids aren't going to take your drugs. You know, especially prescription drugs. It seems kind of weird.
Okay.
I don't know. My dad always had big tubs of creams.
All That's the...
That's about it.
That's about it. That's the signal. You have been listening to Tip Tap Tip. If you wanted to drop us...
Can I just explain something?
Okay.
The one type of cream that he had, it was so gross. It seriously, it was like black Vaseline.
Why?
What did he use it for?
For like dry skin. Hmm. Or like eczema and stuff.
Is it genetic or...
No, yeah. I don't think so. I think there's a genetic component to it, but...
Because I know a few people with it, so... You.
Yeah, that's it.
No, I think Angela. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Right!
But you know what cream is really good? It's this stuff that they put on cow udders.
Yeah.
For when they're cracking.
Yeah, as the, they had a name for it, the...
Shania Twain likes it, and after everyone found out that Shania Twain likes it, everybody wanted it.
Okay.
And it is really good. Just called Utter Cream, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you done talking?
Yeah, okay, all bye.
206-208-3918 is our voicemail thing. Info at tiptaptip.tip. I can't even say my own fucking...
tiptaptip.com.
All right. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And I'm Shalkia.
And we will see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.